completely different thing.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times back in the in the days, a lot of people equated that, and I've heard stories of the old saints.
Well, that which we didn't understand, we would attribute to evil often, wouldn't we, Ted?
Yes. Yeah.
And Ted, yes. Did you have another thought? I'm sorry.
I was going to come back. We have those that are mentally ill, but yeah. We also have that other category.
Yeah, yeah. And in the day, you couldn't tell the difference.
And the only thing medicine does is sedates them.
Yeah.
So they just kind of sit there. But the cases I've been brought in on, we helped them, and they were able to go home and go back to their work and life, and because we dealt with the problem, and it wasn't a medical problem. It wasn't a mental illness.
Gentlemen, thank you, and thank you to Scott, who had to leave earlier, but to Jeremy. Scott, thank you for coming in again. We appreciate it, really,
my friend.
It's
good to be here.
And Ted, we appreciate you coming in. Now, Scott, I want you to try to get me forgiven today for two things. Number one, for mispronouncing your name, okay? And for these stupid questions I ask.
You took us to the dark side, Doug.
Hey, you know.
Can I get back to you on that?
Well, I hope it won't take too much work. I mean, Scott, you know.
You're forgiven, Doug.
Thank you. Good night. Hey, that's coffee break. As always, folks, hey, have a good time at Halloween, but as the preachers would tell you, it ain't serious, okay? And have a good time, but remember what's real and what's not real in this world. And remember to continue living with us, live and well, on the air in Cynthiana.
Thank you, Doug. And as always, thank you, our listeners, for spending your morning here with us on Coffee Break. Today's show is being brought to you by E.D. Bullard Company, Cockroach Auto Center, Christy Carey for School Board, Van Hook Hardware, Flower Depot, Sorrel Home Medical, and Hinton Mills.
About a crick in the neck. But I guess 100 years of dirt naps will do that to you. What time of year is it? Oh, right. Spooky season. Time to get back to work. Greetings, my restless souls. You've just dug up the spookiest broadcast this side of the graveyard. Dead Air Radio. I'm your old pal, the Dead Air Dweller, freshly unearthed and ready for some thrills. But enough about me, let's talk about the real nightmare. He's a magician by day, radio DJ by night. No matter the platform, he's sure to give you a fright. He's Dead Air Radio's living host, Reed Masterson. And you're joining him right here on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. So turn down the lights and crank up the terror. And hold on to your candy bags, or what's left of them. We've got bone-rattling tunes, terrifying trivia, and enough ghoulish fun to wake the dead. So sit tight, kiddies. You never know what creepy crawly surprises are lurking in the dead air.
Good evening, boils and ghouls, and welcome to episode 10 of Dead Air Radio. I'm your host, Reed Masterson, and as always, I'm thrilled to the bone to have you here with me tonight on WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. Tonight's show is a short show, only an hour long, so stick with me. The Dead Air Trivia Challenge is coming up at 5:30. We got in tonight's show at 6 to join the Phillies District Championship and volleyball championship. But, so let's get this spooky show started. Moving right along. Before we go any further, though, I do have to thank the incredible sponsors who make all this eerie magic possible. Palmer Hampton Realty for helping you find the perfect haunted home. Humphrey's Insurance Agency for making sure even the spookiest homes are covered. Printed Vinyl for you, the mastermind behind our spine-chilling merch. Capilla Kitchen and Cantina for bringing delicious bites to life. Roz Opera House for keeping the stage haunted. House Flowers for the eeriest arrangements. Wicked World Scare Grounds, where screams are an involuntary response. Sean Burris's Shadow Nation podcast, your guide into the paranormal. Nathan Linville at Dan Cummins, the car salesman who'll drive your nightmares away. And Iceman's DJ services for helping us bring this spooky broadcast alive. So sit back, lock your doors, turn down the lights, and prepare yourself for 1 hour of the creepiest entertainment you'll find this side of the Licking River. Up first, a little tidbit from the whole, it's called the whole being dead thing. This is from Beetlejuice, the Broadway musical.
Hey, good day, Cynthiana. This is DJ Iceman, mixing music with fun for more than 34 years, and you're listening to Dead Air Radio with Reed Masterson on WCYN in Cynthiana.
Ready? Okay. Hi, I'll be your guide. I'll be your G-U-I-D-E to the other side. Don't go to the netherworld. Did I say netherworld? Never mind. I'm a B to the double E, J, F, Q, and Jesus, I can't spell.
Hi, he'll be your guide. He'll be your G-U-I-D-E to the other side.
Let's all get naked.
No.
Yeah, worth a try. I'm the B to the double E-T-L-E to the J-U-I-C-E. Yeah!
What is happening?
I understand it's a lot to process. But the good news is you and your spouse died in your own house. That gives you clout. That means the two of you should stick around. Lucky for you, I dropped by. Yeah, you seem like nice guys. A little on the Pottery Barn and dry white wine side. As for me, I've been scaring for millennia. I'm the bioexorcist, giving houses enemas. Flush out all the breeders, you can breathe easy. You stick with me, I'm like a ghost zombie Jesus.
Ghost zombie Jesus.
And I do it for the love of it. Money, yeah, who gives a shit? I think we're a perfect fit. Come on, let's make out a bit.
three times the terror, three times the fear. It grows larger and more disturbing with each passing year. Welcome to Wicked World Scare Grounds on Tate's Creek Road in Lexington, Kentucky's most terrifying haunted theme park. With 300 attractions that will leave you screaming for more, clowns, chainsaws, zombies, and ghosts await you at every turn. But that's not all. Enjoy food vendors, in-line entertainment, photo ops, a DJ booth, and a cozy fire pit. If you're brave enough to stick around, this sinister moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Wicked World Scare Grounds in Lexington. Get your tickets now at TooScary.com. That's the numeral 2, Scary.com.
Oh yeah, I tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your hair. I want to bite your hair. I want to bite your hair. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can hide. I can hide. I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Galore, creaking floors, and maybe a spirit or two. At Palmer Hampton Realty, we've got eerie estates brimming with character. If you're ready to share your space with a few friendly phantoms, now's the time to buy. This moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Palmer Hampton Realty. Your key to the perfect haunted home.
Thank you. average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I bolt the door real tight. People call me on the phone I'm trying to avoid. Well, can the people on TV see me? What am I? Just paranoid. When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touch. But maybe showers remind me.
Always feeling like somebody's watching me. A little Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell. Did you know the tradition of Halloween costumes is thought to come from a Celtic belief that spirits could be scared away by disguises? What about this? Did you know that Halloween candy sales in the U.S. average around $2.6 billion annually? I think that might be the scariest trivia tidbit I've given out so far. Oh, let me ask you this. Did you know that the Dead Air Trivia Challenge comes up in about 16 minutes? So hang tight with me. You're going to call me. You're going to dial 859-234-1400 when I when I ask for callers, you're going to call in. You're going to get a chance to answer a trivia question. If you get it right, I'm going to give you a limited edition Dead Air Radio t-shirt just for you and nobody else, so you can be cool like all the other cool winners from Dead Air Radio this season. But before that, we've got a little TV cinematic block coming up now.
This is Philip Nickerson from the historically haunted Roz Opera House, and you are tuned in to Dead Air Radio with Reed Masterson on WCYN.
Guys, stop. bone. I'm falling down a spiral, destination unknown. Double-crossed messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you?
Oh,
Even haunted houses need protection. And at Humphreys Insurance Agency, they cover almost everything, especially the things that go bump in the night. Got a new roof? Well, that's a discount to die for. This eerie moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Humphreys Insurance, an Allstate company in Georgetown, protecting what matters, living or otherwise. Call 502-863-3897 before it's too late. When shadows creep and the moon is high, house flowers will catch your eye. From haunting bouquets to tuxedos so neat, they'll dress up your night from head to feet. For weddings, parties, or something more chilling, an arrangement from house is oh so thrilling. This beautiful moment of dead air radio is brought to you by Hal's Flowers on Church Street in Cynthiana, where customer scare, I mean care, is beyond compare.
Customer care beyond compare. And that signifies the end of that block of music there, ladies and gentlemen, which means it's time for the Dead Air Trivia Challenge. Now, we only have a couple minutes for this, so get out those phones. Type in 859-234-1400. Give me a call. I'll ask you a question. If you win, you get a cool, from what I've heard, Dead Air Radio limited edition t-shirt brought to you by none other than Printed Vinyl For You on Pike Street in downtown Cynthiana. So give me a call. That's 859-234-1400. First person to call gets a chance to win. But we only have a couple minutes. We have to close out this show by 6 p.m. no later. I can't go over tonight, and Vincent Price is coming in at the end of the night. That's right, you heard me right. Vincent Price coming in at the end of the night to give you supernatural story time. This is an awesome story, very, very spooky story, coming all the way from Bardstown, Kentucky, told by none other than the infamous horror icon himself, from the other side, apparently, because from what I understand, he's no longer with the living, the one and only Vincent Price. This is the last chance, ladies and gentlemen, 859-234-1400. Type that number in. Give me a call. You've got 20 seconds. The clock is ticking. 20 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call, 859-234-1400. Zero, zero. Time's almost up. Another chilling block of music coming up very soon. Don't miss your chance. Oh, no. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. No more time for the Dead Air Trivia Challenge, unfortunately, but we do have time for a Dead Air Dad joke, told to you by none other than our Dead Air Dweller himself. Here it is. Prepare to laugh yourself to death.
What do werewolves read on a full moon? Their howloscope. This Dead Air Dad joke has been brought to you by Nathan Linville, your favorite Dan Cummins sales and lease consultant.
Thank you. What's up, everyone? This is Santiago Cirillo Julio from The Walking Dead, and you're listening to Dead Air Radio with my friend Reed the Magic Man Masterson here on WCYN. Talk to you later, Kentucky.
Getcha one way or another. I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna getcha one way or another. I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya one day. Maybe real soon I'm gonna meet ya. I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya.
And when the sun has gone down, we'll fly our broomsticks downtown. By who's around.
One way or another, we're gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One way or another, we're gonna grab ya, I'll nab ya, I'll jab ya.
One way or
hunger beware. Something delicious is lurking in the beating heart of downtown Cynthiana. Capilla Kitchen and Cantina invites you to experience flavors so good it's scary. From sizzling fajitas to hauntingly delicious tacos, every bite is a flavor of Mexico that'll possess your taste buds. So step inside, grab a seat, and let the authentic flavors transport you far beyond the grave as Capilla is serving up frightfully fresh meals all season long. This moment of Dead Air Radio is brought to you by Capilla Kitchen and Cantina, where every meal is devilishly delicious.
Devilishly delicious they are. I speak from experience. Head on over to Capilla, grab yourself a delicious, tasty bite to eat. Tell them Reed sent you. It'll be a blast. You'll love it. Your taste buds will thank you for it. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, tonight's show has to end early. So we only got a few minutes left. So I have to close things out tonight, which means our time has come to a close. But before we fade into the shadows, it is time for one last scare. As you know, I'm your host, Reed Masterson. And to end tonight's broadcast, just like always, this is Supernatural Storytime, brought to you by none other than Vincent Price himself.
The Lone Grave. On the sloping lawn of a children's playground in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, stand strange reminders of an earlier day. One of these is an octagonal spring house where, more than 100 years ago, aristocratic southern gentlemen and ladies gathered to take the waters, which were guaranteed to be beneficial to the general health. The other, only a few yards away, is a grave now surrounded by a white picket fence. A white marker beside it reads, "Unknown. Hallowed and hushed be the place of the dead. Step softly, bow head." When the body of the beautiful girl who lies here was lowered into the ground, the impressive funeral ceremonies took place against the background of an entrance to an enormous inn. 8 white pillars rose from the floor of its veranda to carved capitals beneath its roof. This was Harrodsburg Springs Hotel in the Saratoga of the South, gayest of all Kentucky resorts. To it came the proudest and richest of southern families, the Breckinridges, the Morgans, the Rowans, the Poignards, the Buchanans. The great Senator Henry Clay was an occasional visitor, and once the hearts of southern belles and their mamas beat faster for the presence of the charming and eligible young Englishman, Frederick Peel, son of the renowned Sir Robert. There is no hotel on the grounds now. The famous dances held in the great ballroom to the music of a 3-piece slave orchestra are remembered only in the diaries of patrons long dead. There is not even much comment in Harrodsburg about the lone grave beside the spring house. "She was the girl who danced herself to death," is the usual answer to the inquiring tourist who happens upon the little park. There are many versions of the story of this girl, and at least one narrative of a strange modern aftermath. Some say she came by Kentucky River Packet and was driven from the Harrodsburg Landing through the impressive Lion Gate of the grounds in the hotel carryall. Others tell that she came in her own carriage, driven by a slave who immediately turned his team about and was not seen again. There are no disagreements, however, as to the impression she made in the ballroom that night. Among all the beauties attending, there was no girl so distinctive, so perfect a dancer, so fascinating in manner. Though it was obvious that she was pleased with the attentions of the many gentlemen, though she smiled vivaciously and talked animatedly, there was a pathos in her eyes that enhanced her loveliness. During an intermission between the dances, she strolled on the spacious lawn in the starlight, surrounded by a half dozen of her most ardent admirers. She stopped beneath the foliage of a widespread locust tree and suddenly became sad and pensive. "I've been happy here," she said. "If I were to die, I could wish for nothing better than to be buried at this spot." When she and her companions returned to the ballroom, the music of the slave orchestra was gayer and quicker than ever. Dance followed dance, and the girl seemed never to miss a step. Her curls bobbed about her oval face, and her little feet were swift on the shining floor. Suddenly, when the ball was at its merriest, there was a cry. The girl had sunk to the floor. Her features had become still. Her eyes were closed. "She's fainted," said someone. But the noted doctor who knelt at her side looked dazed with surprise, then shook his head sorrowfully. "She is dead," he said. After the guests had returned to their rooms, Dr. Graham, who owned the hotel, and his staff sought to discover who the girl was and whence she came. To their consternation, they found that although she had stopped at the desk, ostensibly to sign the register, she had written no name or address therein. Frantically, they questioned the gentleman who had danced with her and the guests who had conversed with her. All agreed that she had been evasive in answering queries about her name and her home. One gentleman said that he understood that she came from Tennessee. Another said that she had spoken of life in New Orleans. Faced with the realization that they could find out nothing about the dead girl, they arranged a funeral service. The gentleman who had walked with her beneath the stars remembered the wish that she had spoken under the locust tree. There her grave was dug by the black musicians who had played for her dancing. All the fashionable guests of the big hotel gathered about it as the nameless corpse was laid to rest. A distinguished prelate said a few solemn words, and then all moved away, believing that the story of the lone grave was completed. So romantic and sad a tale, however, is not likely to come to a decisive end. Years have gone by, and sometimes in their passage strange narratives have plagued the minds of those who have interested themselves in the story of the girl who danced herself to death. Once a late homecomer, taking the shortest way to his front door, followed a path through the park that led him between the spring house and the grave. Near the entrance to the spring house, he thought he saw a beautiful girl in a white ball gown, standing as if waiting for her escort. As he approached, she saw him and advanced toward him, her left hand held out in an appealing gesture. Her lips moved rapidly, and he realized that she was speaking to him earnestly, though he could hear no sound. A memory of the dead girl's story came into his mind, and terror-stricken he raced from the park. Other passers-by have told similar stories, which vary little in their major element. The girl was dressed in white, she was apparently in distress, and she was speaking earnestly. I suppose I would not have come upon this story at all had it not been for the fact that an old friend of mine, now living in retirement in New Orleans, was once an antique dealer and had combed the district around Harrodsburg in the effort to purchase valuable old Kentucky furniture. A few years ago, he came into possession of a handsome mahogany and curly maple secretary, which contained piles of old papers considered worthless by a previous owner. He asked me to go over them in the hopes of finding material of historic interest, but I found only one page I treasured, and this was more of psychic than historical value. It read as follows. I write this down for what it is worth, and even at best this is nothing. I am an old lady and almost stone deaf, but my eyes are better than those of most people of my age. Because of my infirmity, I once took a course in lip-reading at the School for the Deaf in Hartford, Connecticut. 3 nights ago, I found it difficult to sleep and went for a walk down by the old springhouse. As I passed it, I saw a girl in full white evening dress standing beside the entrance. When she saw me, she came quickly toward me and placed her left hand on my right forearm in an appealing gesture. Then she began to speak, and I could not hear her voice. I could read from her lips, however, what she was saying. "I ask your pardon, dear lady, for interrupting your stroll, but I am in great distress. I have of late been subject to strange losses of memory. I left the ball at the hotel a few moments ago, and I cannot recall the way back. I am frightened, too, because it seems that I can remember nothing more, not even my own name." I was touched by the girl's appeal, for she was very beautiful and very pitiful, and I said, "If you'll come home with me, I will try to find your parents for you, my dear. There is no hotel near here, and there has not been a ball in Harrodsburg in a long time." She looked at me strangely and then burst into tears. Turning swiftly, she ran toward the spring house and vanished inside the entrance. I went inside to look for her, but she was not there. This, to the best of my memory and belief, is what happened to me 3 nights ago when I went for a walk about midnight. I do not believe in ghosts, but this was so strange a happenstance that I have decided to make a record of it. The page on which this communication was written was unsigned.
Well, my fiendish friends, it seems our time together is slipping into the shadows. I guess it's back to my unmarked grave for another 100 years. Unless you tune in tomorrow night, of course. But before I disappear into the dead air, remember this. Keep your lights low, your windows locked, and your radios tuned right here. Because you never know when I might crawl back out to haunt your dial. And don't forget, Reed Masterson will be waiting for you right here, same time, same graveyard. WCYN's 1400 AM and 101.3 FM. Until then, kiddies, rest in peace.
Since 1956, your local hometown station and the home of the Breds and Phillies, WCYN, 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
Welcome to WCYN Sports, live broadcast of the Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week. Tonight's game is brought to you by Ware Funeral Home in Cynthiana and Mount Olive. And now, to guide you through every serve, dive, set, and assist, here's your host, it's Ed Lewis.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Brockton County, home of the Lady Polar Bears, and this week playing host to the 10th Region Volleyball Tournament. We're a few minutes away from getting our starting lineups as well as our national anthem and getting the tournament underway. Matchup looking like this. The draw was held, of course, on Saturday morning in Harrison County. Opening match, we'll see Harrison County, obviously, as runners-up of the 38th District against champions of the 40th District, Montgomery County. The nightcap tonight, opening round, we'll see Brockton County, who won the 37th District. We'll be taking on runners-up of the Brockton won the 39th. We were taking runners up at the 37th and Bishop Rossard on in the nightcap around somewhere around 7:45 tonight. Tomorrow night, well, they'll get back underway at 6 o'clock. Champions of the 38th, Pendleton County, will take on runners up of the 39th, Augusta, followed by Scott High, champions of the 37th, against Bourbon County, who were the runners up of the 40th District. So that is the way the opening round looks. For Monday and Tuesday, semifinals will be Wednesday night at 6 and at 7:45, and the championship will be Thursday night at 6:30. And, of course, as long as the Phillies are still in action, we'll be along with you for all the exciting action. We are being brought to you by Ware Funeral Home, both in Cynthiana and in Mount Olivet, as they have allowed to be us to be on with you throughout this season as well on our Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week. Now, these two clubs did meet earlier this season up at the Hilltop in a game played on September the 10th, and it was a night that saw back on September the 10th, and saw Montgomery County winning that one at the Hilltop 3-1. Harris County took that opening set 25-20, and then Montgomery taking the final three, 25-19, 25-12, and 25-21 to win that regular season matchup between Montgomery and Harrison County. As far as matchups overall, going back to for the last 22 years, back to 2002, so this will be their 39th time that they have met. Harrison County has won 25, Montgomery has won 13 of those. They were in the district opening up way back in 2022 in the 21st district, and I saw Montgomery win that matchup 2-1. They have played each other. This will be the seventh time in the region play. Harrison County has won all six matchups previously going into play tonight as far as in the 10th region play. So that's a little bit as far as your history goes. We're a couple of minutes away from getting tonight's matchup underway. As we said, the Montgomery County Indians 25-12 on the season. They were 11-5 in the region and 5-3 in the 40th district. As we mentioned, they did win the 40th that was played over Montgomery by knocking off Bourbon County last week. Harrison County, the Phillies come over with a record of 23-14, 16-4 in the 10th region and 9-1 in the district. That one loss, of course, that loss to Pendleton last week when they fell last Wednesday night 3-1. It was the first time that Harrison County has won the runner-up trophy. It is the first time since 2012 that they did not bring the big hardware home as far as the district goes, so we'll see how that goes. Harrison County is looking for their first ever regional title, and so we'll mention they have not won the region in the past. They've been to the finals a few times, but not been able to win, get over that hump. Said we're about a minute or so from getting tonight's matchup underway. Montgomery County and Harrison County here in Brockton County. I mentioned the home of the Polar Bears and lots of curbs. Right now, both clubs returning to the benches, and we'll get ready to head to our PA announcer for our starting lineups as well as our national anthem and get this year's 10th Region Volleyball Tournament underway. Being brought to you, as we said, by Ware Funeral Home, both in Cynthiana and in Mount Olivet. We appreciate them as they have been with us the entire time on our Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week. Well, a few folks still making their way here. Harrison's been a nice contingent. Montgomery has done the same. There's Montgomery a little further away than Harrison. Harrison County a year ago getting put out by Scott in the opening round. In a couple of years since the Phillies have made it past the opening round, so we'll see what happens here tonight. Let's head to our PA announcer for tonight's lineups.
Welcome to Brackett County High School for the first round of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association's 10th Region Tournament. The Lady Bears of Brackett County welcome you to the Igloo in Brooksville, Kentucky, and want to wish good luck to both teams tonight. The first contest of the night is between the Montgomery County Lady Indians from Mount Sterling coming in with a record of 25-12 out of the 48th district in the Phillies of Harrison County, and Cynthia and I with a record of 23-14 out of the 38th district. And now, let's meet the Phillies from Harrison County, who will be the visitors on the scoreboard. Number 7, Audrey Dawson. Number 5, Jamie Hughes. Number 9, Joey Hill. Number 22, Elizabeth McCoy. Number 12, Carly Mullen. Number 11, Jasmine Pinson. Number 26, Brianna Tucker. Number 10, Lily Watson. Number 24, Cheyenne Ross. Number 8, Lila Fagan. Number 25, J.C. Hamilton. And number 14, Audrey Whitaker. The Phillies are coached by Mr. Bill Faulkner. And now let's meet the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, who will be the home team on the scoreboard. Number 2, Anna Wood Allison. Number 9, Courtney Bates. Number 19, Kate Conn. Senior, Madison Cox. 10, Aaron Fons. Number 3, Sophie Pouch. Number 1, Lexi Hale. 29, Molly Jones. Number 5, Cameron Kenny. Number 12, Avery Lewis. Number 4, Janelle Miller. Number 6, Jaden Honey. Number 13, Tia Turpinay. Number 22, Bailey Warner. Number 8, Alexis White. And number 7, Sarah Zales. Lady Indians are coached by Bradley Craycraft. Officials for tonight's contest are Mr. Jimmy Beckett and Mr. Mike Hurst. Line judges for tonight are Jimmy Sanders and Timothy King. And now, you will stand at attention and remove your hats as we honor the United States of America with the playing of our national anthem.
Deserve the very best. When life's journey comes to an end, you want a funeral home to be there before the need arises, to answer questions and offer affordable funeral service options, to be there during your time of loss to offer genuine caring and concern. And you want a funeral home to be there after the service to assist and guide you through the maze of paperwork and offer grief assistance and materials. Ware Funeral Home, US 27 North, caring enough to give you the very best.
Well, here we go. We're about ready to get the 10th Region Volleyball Tournament underway. Of course, the winner of this will have a date in next week in the state tournament being played over at George Rogers Clark over in Winchester. The winner of the 10th Region will have a date with the 12th Region. Now, the 12th Region, of course, is basically down 27, from Jessamine County on south, for the most part, that's the 12th region. And so the winner of that, as we mentioned, will square off against the winner of the 10th region in opening round of this year's state tournament to be played. Opening round weekend is next weekend over at George Rogers Clark. Well, Harrison County going with Lexi Highlander, Lily Watson, Bree Tucker, Kaylee Fields, along with Audrey Dawson and Owen McCoy out there. We'll get you the lineups for Montgomery County as we go. Sarah Zink will serve. McCoy will get it over to Lexi. Lexi to Watson. Watson gets up for the kill. Gets it up and in. Sarah Forsh, who's a sophomore, not able to do anything with it. Tia Turping out there as well for Montgomery County, along with Alexis White. Lexi Highlander, the junior, will get ready to serve for Harrison County. Lexi gets it across and tipped up by Zink. It's a continue to cut across. Turpin gets it back across. Nice play. Good time by Highlander, but Harrison County not able to return fire. We're tied at one all. Aaron Fons also out there. Bailey Warner. Like I'm missing somebody, but anyway, ball gets served. Kaylee Fields will dig it out. She'll find Lexi. Lexi sits up Lauren Highlander, who's out there. Ball not being able to handle. Harrison County up 2-1. Aaron Fons will have a seat as Tia Turpin coming back in. Turpin the libero for Montgomery County. Audrey Dawson will serve. Zink will dig it out. She'll get into the hands of Forrest. Back across. We got White, Harrison County moving the ball. Owen McCoy gets it back across over to Joey Hill, who has checked in. Continuing to try to move, getting it up with it and bringing it across is White. Harrison County gets a finger on it, but not able to do anything with it. We're tied at 2-2. More substitutions for Montgomery. Anna Allison, the freshman, will come in. And it's Kate Kahn, also in, a junior, and she gets ready to serve. Montgomery will go to their bench quite often. The ball goes over, dug out by McCoy, and out of bounds. Phillies down 3-2 as Montgomery will take their first lead of the night. Opening set, obviously playing the best of five here in the opening round of the region. Kahn will get ready to serve. Gets it across, dug out by McCoy. Gives way to Dawson. Dawson over to Joey Hill. Hill gets it back across. Montgomery County moving. That's Turping. Turping gets it up to White, who goes across. McCoy will hit the floor, but keeps it alive to Lexi. Back to Dawson. Across we go. Turping. Turping then sets up White. White will see McCoy come up with it. Across to Lily Watson. Watson gets it to Hill. Hill gets it back across. Turping continuing to try to move. That's Kahn getting it across. And one too many hits. Harrison County will pick up the point. We're tied at 3. Sophomore Audrey Whitaker in for the senior Owen McCoy for Harrison County. Senior Lillian Watson will get ready to serve for the Phillies. Watson, a couple of dribbles, gets it back up and across we go. Turping gets it to Kahn. Kahn then gets it over across to White. We'll see Harrison County keep it alive. Lexi Highlander to Audrey Whitaker. Out of bounds, it'll go, and it's a 4-3. Montgomery takes a 1-point lead. And ready to serve is a junior, Alexis White. White gets it across, dug out by Lauren Highlander. Not high enough to do much with it. It'll fall, and Montgomery goes up 5-3. Winner advances on to the semifinals on Wednesday night. All served. Lexi finds Lauren. Lauren to Joey Hill, back across. That's Turpin digging it out. Turpin to Kahn, gets it over to Warner. Bailey Warner's back in. Turpin continues to try to move to the Zink. Zink went for the kill. And out of bounds it'll go. Harrison will pick up the point. 5-4 a score. Montgomery with the lead here in the opening set. Lauren Highlander will have a seat for the junior Cheyenne Ross. Ross will get ready to serve. Shy with a couple of dribbles. And away we go. Back across. Dug out by Zink. To new Kahn. Kahn gets it over to Warner. Warner gets it across the net. Harrison County can't answer. The point will fall, 6-4 score. Senior Bree Tucker in for Cheyenne Ross. As Tia Turpin, a libero, the senior, one of the seniors for this Montgomery County team, will get ready to serve. Gets it across, dug out by Dawson. Dawson finds Lexi. Lexi sets up Whitaker. She'll just tip it across. Zink will keep it alive. Kahn back to Zink. Zink will get it across. Tucker hits the floor, but so does the ball. And biggest lead of the night for either school. It's 7-4. Turpin gets ready to serve. Gets it back across. McCoy. McCoy gets it over to Lexi. Lexi to Jolie Hill. Goes for the kill. Pass to diving Turpin. 7-5. Harrison County picks up the point. Jolie the other night had an awesome night against Robertson County. Double figures in kills. She'll get ready to serve, the senior. Gets it up and across we go. Dug up by Turpin. Turpin to Kahn. Kahn got it across to Fons. Harrison County, Whitaker answers. Montgomery continues to try to play. That's Kahn to Turpin. Back over to Allison, who gets it across. Lexi Highlander to Dawson. Back across. So set up Zink. Zink went for the kill. She was too far from the net. It goes in the net and falls against Montgomery County. Phillies pick up the point. Still trail 7-6. Jolie Hill gets ready to serve. Gets it across. And out of bounds it'll go. Our time is Avery Lewis. The junior has checked in. She knocked it out. Zink, Fons, Lewis, Turpin, Allison all out there. Jolie Hill will hit it in the net. The fall against Harrison County. Point goes to Montgomery, 8-7. Kahn has a seat as Lexi Ham, the junior, will check in from Montgomery County. Allison will have a seat as Sophie Forrest will check back in from Montgomery. We said Montgomery goes really deep into that bench. Kaylee Fields back in for Harrison County. Harrison with Fields and Tucker and McCoy and Dawson, Whitaker and Lexi Highlander. Lexi to Dawson. She'll get it across. Turpin will keep it alive. Gets it back across to Force. Across the net it goes. Lexi Highlander goes up and says no. And the ball will fall against Montgomery. We're tied at 8. Lillian Watson in for Audrey Whitaker. Owen McCoy, the senior, will get ready to serve. Owen gets it across. They'll go by Zink. Continue to try to move. That's Ham. Too hard. Out of bounds. It'll go. Harrison County will take the lead at 9-8. Montgomery's been up by as many as 3. The Phillies have come back and taken a 1-point lead here in the opening set. McCoy gets ready to serve. Gets it back across. Continues to move. Zink tips it back across. That's Dawson to Lexi Highlander. Back over to Dawson. Dawson gets it back. She'll get it to fall in as Forrest comes diving in to try to get a hold of it. Not able to do so. Phillies up by 2 at 10. 10-8. McCoy gets ready to serve. Owen up and across. Turpin gets it to Forrest. Back to Turpin, and across the net we go. Dug out by Tucker. Tucker will find Lexi Highlander to Watson. Watson went for the kill. Montgomery able to answer. Nice job. Sarah Zink. McCoy hits the floor, keeps it alive. Watson gets it across. Zink goes for the kill again. And Watson tips it up, but does not get it across the net. 10-9 our score. Montgomery picks up the point. The senior Sarah Zink will get ready to serve. Phillies trailing by 1, 10-9. Back across the go, and it's about a foot from going out. It lands in. Harrison County's defense just kind of watches it fall. 10-10 our score. Zing gets ready to serve again. Gets it across. Fields will dig it out. Watson gets it across. Zink will dig it out. Continues to try to move. Forrest gets it back across. This time it will go out of bounds. Harrison County picks up the point and they'll take it a 1-point lead, 11-10. Lauren Highlander back in for Bree Tucker. Lexi Highlander will get ready to serve. 11-10. Phillies up by 1. And Lexi gets it across, and out of bounds it'll go as Zink watches it go. We're tied at 11. Aaron Fons, a freshman, will get ready to serve for the Indians. And she'll hit it right straight into the net. So Harrison County picks up the point and takes a one-point lead of 12-11. Senior Jolie Hill in for the senior Kaylee Fields. Audrey Dawson, another senior, eight of them here on this Harrison County roster. She'll pick up, get ready to serve. Well, Dawson gets it across. Zink continues to try to move to force. Back across we go. Dug out by Dawson. Nice job as she goes to her knees. Hill gets it back across. Kahn back in. Kate Kahn, a junior, as she gets ready to serve for the Indians. Sit across. Dug out by McCoy. Lexi Highlander sits up Jolie Hill, goes for the kill. Zinn gets a hand on it and ends up in the scorer's table. 13-12. Harrison County with a one-point lead. Senior Lily Watson will get ready to serve. The sophomore Audrey Whitaker back in for Owen McCoy. Dawson, Lexi Highlander, Watson, Hill, Lauren Highlander, and Whitaker in. Zink will dig it out. It's at the con. Continue to try to move. That's White. Harris County answers. It's back across by Fawn. Dawson sits up Lexi. Lexi back to Dawson. Dawson for the kill. Zink does a nice job digging it out. Con back across to White. White goes for the kill. Lexi Highlander hits the floor. The ball ends up about four rows up into the stands. We're tied at 13. Alexis White, a junior for this Indian ball club, will get ready to serve. Montgomery full of juniors and seniors. A couple of sophomores, a freshman. Ball serve. Alexis Highlander knocks the ball down, and it'll fall. And Montgomery all of a sudden is a backup by one at 14-13. White gets ready to serve. Gets it across. Dug out by Lauren to Lexi. Sets up Whitaker. Whitaker sits across. Turpin gives way to Kahn. Back to Turpin. Continues to try to move. Zink tips it across. That time coming out from by the back. Lexi Highlander will hit the floor. It'll fall in. 15-13. Two-point lead. Not sure that was her play, but nevertheless, ball will fall in. White gets ready to serve. Lauren Highlander to Lexi Highlander to Hill. Hill in for the kill. They return fire. Dawson back across. That's Kahn. To Turpin. Turpin sets up Zink. Zink for the kill. Dawson. Dawson back. It's Lexi. Lexi to Hill. Across we go. Continue to try to move. Zink gets it across. Dawson gets a hand on it. And out of bounds it'll go. 16-13. And it's back to the biggest lead of three by Montgomery County. It's the second time in the match or the set they've done that. Coach Faulkner saying he wants to stop that momentum. Calls a timeout. Phillies down 16-13 to Montgomery County here in the opening set. The opening round of this year's 10th Region Volleyball Tournament. So we continue to look, as we mentioned, the nightcap tonight in opening round play. Bracken County takes on Bishop Brossard. Bracken winning 39th a week ago as they knocked off Augusta over at Augusta. Bishop Brossard falling to Scott, and the tournament was held up at Calvary Christian. Tomorrow night, things get underway at 6. Pendleton County and Augusta. Followed by Scott and Bourbon. Semifinals at 6 and 7:45 on Wednesday night. And then the championship at 6:30 on Thursday night. McCoy, Dawson, Lauren Highlander, Lexi Highlander, Hill, and Whitaker out there for the Phillies. Alexis Hawaii gets ready to serve. She's joined by Kahn, Zink, Turpin, Allison, and Warner. Ball knocked out of bounds. Point goes to Montgomery County, 18-13. Or 17-13, four-point lead. White continues to serve. McCoy to Lexi. Lexi to Hill, and across the net we go. Zink to Kahn. Kahn gets it to Warner. Warner just turned around and just kind of buried it in amongst the Harrison County defense. Now 18-13, the biggest lead of the night for either school at 5 points. Alexis White will get it back across. Dug out by Dawson. Dawson to Lexi. Back across we go. Zink to Kahn. She'll sit Zink back up for the kill. Whitaker hits the ball. Hill comes in and continues to keep it a play. Lexi Highlander knocks it across. Kahn tips it back across. Warren to Lexi. Back across we go. White to Kahn. Kahn sits up. Allison. Lexi Highlander keeps it alive. Dawson to Hill. Back across to Zink. And that time, one too many hits from against Montgomery County. 18-14, Phillies will put an end to that run and pick up the point. 19-14, her score. Cheyenne Ross back in for Lauren Highlander. The junior will get ready to serve. Cheyenne gets it up and back into the net. 19-14, back to a 5-point lead. Aaron Fons will come back in for Montgomery County as Warner has a seat. Ross will have a seat as Bree Tucker comes back in for Harrison. Turpin will serve. Harrison County will knock it out of bounds. 20-14. Turpin. It across. Dawson will knock it out. Tucker hits the floor and saves it. Leslie from Highlander hits the floor and it'll fall in at 21-14. 7-point lead. Well, we were going back and forth through the first little bit of the set. Montgomery's pretty much taking command of this. Tucker digs it out, gets it to Lexi. It'll fall in past Kahn. Harrison picks up the points, 21-15. Jolie Hill, get ready to serve, the senior. And across it go. Turpin, Kahn, sets up Zink. Zink tips it across, dug out by Dawson. Dawson to Lexi. Back across we go. Kahn, Turpin, Zink. Zink will see Tucker dig it out. Goes out of play, but Hill is able to save it. Dawson back across. Nice play by the Phillies. Kahn will see Fawn get it across. McCoy answers. Zink goes up for the kill, knocks McCoy down, and the point will go to Montgomery, 22-15. Lexi Ham coming back in. She is joined by Sophie Force coming back in for Montgomery. Kaylee Fields will come off the bench as Jolie Hill has a seat for Harrison. Sophie Force, the sophomore, two sophomores on this roster. We'll get ready to serve from the Indians. 22-15. Force gets it across, dug out by Fields. Fields to Lexi, back to McCoy. Can you try to move Turpin? Well, we get it across to Fons. Lexi Highlander back to McCoy. Turpin. Oh, continue to try to move. They set up Zink, who gets it across. Fields will dig it out. Lexi Highlander will set up Dawson, who goes for the kill. Montgomery County gets a hand on it. Out of bounds, it'll go off the Indians, 22-16. As the Phillies pick up the point. McCoy will get ready to serve. Watson back in for Whitaker for the Phillies. I'll get it up and across we go. Turpin will get it to Force. Force gets it across. Pass to diving Tucker, 23-16. More substitutions as Alexis White comes back in from Montgomery County. Sarah Zink, senior, will get ready to serve. Zink gets it across, dug out by McCoy. She'll find Lexi. Lexi to Watson. Watson tips it across. Ball stays alive, but Fons continue to try to move. Knocked out of bounds by the Phillies, 24-16 for set point. Zink going for set point from Montgomery County here in the opening set. Gets it across. See Dawson. Gets it to Lexi. Back to Dawson. Dawson will see Zink take it out. Gets it to Forrest. Forrest then turns around and sits up. Fine. Ball knocked out of bounds. Montgomery takes the opening set. 25-16. So 1-0. Montgomery with the lead here.
You
say we are playing the best of five. Montgomery goes up 1-0. The opening set of this year's 10th Region Volleyball Tournament. We're being brought to you, as we have been through the entire season, on our Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week by Ware Funeral Home, both in Cynthia and Mount Olivet. They have been nice enough to allow us to be with you throughout the entire season.
Ware Funeral Home believes that you deserve the very best. When life's journey comes to an end, you want a funeral home to be there before the need arises, to answer questions and offer affordable funeral service options, to be there during your time of loss to offer genuine caring and concern. And you want a funeral home to be there after the service to assist and guide you through the maze of paperwork and offer grief assistance and materials. Ware Funeral Home, U.S. 27 North, caring enough to give you the very best.
Since 1956, your local hometown station and the home of the Breads and Phillies, WCYN, 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
Well, back here in Brocken County, the 10th Region Volleyball Tournament, as we get ready to head to the second set, Montgomery leading 1-0, 25-16 over Harrison County here in the opening set of tonight's matchup. Well, don't forget, we've got, of course, Harrison County High School Thoroughbred football this coming Friday night. The Breads, last of the regular season matchups, as they will be making their way to Garrett County. Garrett County Middle is actually where they'll be playing. And they'll be making their way to Garrett County and Harrison. Harrison coming off a big district win over Covington Homes Friday night, which means they will be playing in the first round of the playoffs a week from Friday. We'll have all the action, of course, right here on WCYN Friday night, starting a little after 7. Speaking of football, we'll have the Coaches Roundtable show tomorrow night from the studio as we'll get underway around 7 o'clock. Here's County Head Coach Van Isaac along with Jim Swin for tomorrow night here on WCYN. Aaron Fawns, Alexis White, Sarah Zink, all out there. Let's see who else is getting the start along with Sophie Force. They are joined by, well, I said Alexis White, didn't I? Aaron Fawns, Sink, Lexi Ham. Ham's also getting a start here in the second set. Harrison County, let's see who they're going with. Lauren Highlander, Kaylee Fields, Lily Watson. Out on the floor. Audrey Whitaker. Lexi Highlander. Audrey Dawson and the libero Owen McCoy will quickly come off the bench for Audrey Whitaker. And as I say that, Tia Turpin will come in as the libero for the Indians. Winner of this will have a date on the first semifinal action at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night, either against Bracken or Bishop Rossard, whoever wins it second tonight. Lexi Highlander will get ready to serve for Harrison County. Phillies trailing 1-0 overall in the match, losing the opening set 25-16. So Lexi will get ready to serve with a couple of dribbles here. Crowds still coming in. Nice crowd. I mentioned a lot of folks made their way over from Harrison. Montgomery's brought a nice contingent up too from over Montgomery. Officials still checking at something at the scorers table and getting everything officiated before we can get this underway. It's your coach's roundtable back at its normal time tomorrow night at 7. Football Friday night. If the Phillies advance on after tonight, we'll be with them on Wednesday. Lexi gets it up and across we go. Dug out by Turpin. Turpin gets it to Fawn. Back across we go. And ball just falls in behind the Harrison County defense. The Phillies just kind of stood there and watched it fall. 1-0 Montgomery County. One, two, three, four seniors and two juniors out on the floor. Sarah Zink will get ready to serve for Montgomery. It's a back across. Dug out by McCoy. McCoy finds Lexi. Lexi to Watson. Watson too hard, out of bounds. Montgomery up 2-0. Zink gets ready to serve again. Zink a big part of their softball 10th region champion team. McCoy gets it back across, continuing to try to move. That's Fawn. Gets it back across to White. White to Lexi Highlander to McCoy. Back we go. Zink will dig it out. She'll get it across to Force. Force gets it across. Kaylee Fields hits the floor, but so does the ball. Nice try by Haley that time. 3-0 our score. Zink will go ready to serve once more. Phillies need to put a stop to this. They're down by three. Continue to try to move. Back across we go. Fields will do a nice job getting it out. Gets it across to Dawson. Turpin. Turpin across to Forrest. Forrest to Ham. Gets it back across. Fields to Lexi. Lexi to McCoy. And into the net it'll go. 4-0. Ankle serve, dug out by McCoy, finds Lexi. Lexi will get it to Lauren. Lauren gets it a fall pass to Montgomery County defense. Nice play that time. Phillies will get that zero off the board. 4-1 or score. Montgomery with the lead. Kaylee Fields will have a seat as senior Jolie Hill back in. And Audrey Dawson will get ready to serve. Dawson gets it back across. Zink to Force. Force gets it over to Wide. Wide gets it across. And Harrison County cannot handle it. 5-1. Well, the opening set, it was back and forth through about 13 points, and then Montgomery just kind of turned it on. They've not slowed down since. Aaron Fons will get ready to serve. Fons gets it across. Hill finds Watson back to Hill. Hill gets it across. It'll fall in, and Harrison County picks up the point. Turpin back in for Fons for Montgomery. Whitaker in for McCoy for Harrison. Willie Watson will get ready to serve. Watson back across. Zink will dig it out. She'll find Forrest. Forrest continues to try to move. That's Warner across. Lauren Highlander to Lexi Highlander to Hill. Hill tips it across. Warner. Gets it, continues to try to move. White goes up. Harrison County's Hill does a nice job to Whitaker. Back to Hill and across the go. Nice play. Continue to try to move. That's Warner. Gets it to Dawson, to Lexi. Lexi to Hill. Hill with the kill. Montgomery answering. Turpin to Ham. Ham gets it back across. Lauren to Lexi to Dawson. Across we go. Continue to try to move. Turpin sits up White. Dawson went up but cannot handle it. 6-2. Watson will have a seat as McCoy comes back in for Harrison. Anna Allison will come in for Sophie Forrest for Montgomery. Indians will see Kate Kahn come in as she gets ready to serve. Kahn went on a nice little run a while ago from Montgomery County. 6-2 our score. Indians up before. Now the officials were talking. And now the official, one of the line officials, has went to the Bracken County folks. And the Bracken County coach, who of course they're hosting the region, has come over to talk to one of the officials across the way. I'm not real sure what the problem is, but whatever it is, the discussion is going on. And now the Bracken County coach will have and talk with some of the kids here, as apparently they were screaming or yelling at some of the folks as they were getting ready to serve. And coach and the AD, both for Brockett, doing a job of coming over and saying, yeah, you can't do that. And so whatever. Here we go. Get it back underway. 6-2 our score. Montgomery out by four. Conn will get ready to serve. Dug out by McCoy. McCoy to Whitaker. Back across we go. Zink. Kakon gets it to Wide. Wide goes up. Lauren Highlander goes up and out of bounds. It'll go off Harrison County, 7-2. I think the kids that they're talking to are Bracken County folks. I'm not real sure because some of the Bracken County fans have already made their way here for that second matchup. I'm sitting behind some folks that have Bloody Bear shirts on. Lexi Highlander gets it to Whitaker. Whitaker back across. Zink. I'll get it across to Warner. Continue to try to move. That's Turpin. Turpin sits up wide. Whitaker just goes up and buries it. Says no. Harrison County picks up the point. Nice job, Audrey Whitaker. Cheyenne Rawson for Lauren Highlander as Shy gets ready to serve. 7-3 our score. Phillies down by four. Phillies need to make a little run here. Ross going to get back across. Zink to Terping. Terping back over to White and across the glass. Not White, that's Eilson. Continue to try to move. Alexi Highlander to Whitaker. Terping does a nice job coming in. Kahn gives it to White. Whitaker answers. White answers. Continues to try to move. Kahn sets up Allison, who went for the kill. Harrison County tried to return fire. Out of bounds, it'll go. 8-3, back to a 5-point lead. Montgomery with the lead as Alexis White gets ready to serve. White will see Carly Mullett, the senior who's now checked in. She'll get it up to Lexi Highlander to Jolie Hill. Back across we go. And tipping it is Zink. It'll fall behind Harrison County. 9-3. Coach Faulkner having to be a little perplexed because he's seen some of these seniors have just let the balls fall behind them. McCoy digs it out. We'll see Lexley back to Whitaker, back across the go. Turpin to Zink. Zink will see McCoy dig it out. Mullett will get it across to Whitaker, back across. Continuing to try to move. Kahn gets it over to Warner, who goes across. That's Dawson. Dawson to Lexley. Lexley across to Hill, who buries it with a kill. Nice job by Joey Hill. 9-4. Harrison County trailing by 5. Joey Hill gets ready to serve. So we'll take a look at Coach Schweitzer on the bench. I'll tell her where he wants her to put it, and here we go. Back across, Turpin to Kahn. Kahn sets up Zink. Zink will see. He'll get a hand on it. Out of bounds, it'll go. 10-4. Timeout call by Coach Faulkner. Caleb Fields coming in for Joey Hill. Well, I said timeout. I thought he was motioned to that, but either changed his mind or they didn't give it to him. 10-4, our score. Turpin will get ready to serve. Across we go. Fields will dig it out. She'll find Lexi. Lexi to Dawson. Dawson will continue to move. They'll set up Zink. Zink. Out of bounds, it'll go. Oh, they said Philly's got a hand on it. So, point will go to Montgomery, 11-4. Turpin gets ready to serve again. Back across. Dug out by McCoy. McCoy to Lexi Highlander. Across we go. Zink sets up Kahn. Kahn gets it to Fonz. Fonz gets it across. It'll fall in. 12-4. Now Coach Faulkner will take a timeout. 12-4 score. 8-point lead. The biggest lead for either club is Montgomery. Leading the way right now here in the set. Montgomery already up, taking the opening set 25-16, leading right now 12-4. Opening round of this year's 10th region tournament. Montgomery champions of the 40th. Harrison County's runner-up for the first time. First time in since 2012 they didn't win the 38th district. But we'll see what happens. 12-4 score, 8-point lead for Montgomery. They have pretty much led the entire second set. Fond, Zink, Kahn, Turping, Allison, and the final member of that group is Avery Lewis out there for Montgomery. Whitaker, Dawson, McCoy, Lexi Highlander, Mullett, and Fields out there for Harrison. Turpin. Dug out by Dawson. Over to McCoy. Back to Dawson. Across the go. Turpin dives, keeps it alive. Kahn does a nice job. As she sits up Allison, it'll fall against Harrison County, 13-4. Turpin gets ready to serve. Dug out by Fields. She'll find Lexi. Lexi to Whitaker. Whitaker goes up. Fawn answers. Harrison County keeps alive as Mullett to McCoy. Back across we go. Kahn then turns around and gets it back across. Harrison County. McCoy returns. Montgomery gets it across. McCoy gets a hand on it. Out of bounds it'll go. 10-point lead. 14-4. Turpin. We'll see Fields dig it out. Lexi Highlander to Dawson. Dawson into the net, 15-4. Back across you go, dug out by Dawson. And Dawson keeps it alive and goes into the net. Harrison puts a hand, too many hands on it. Point goes to Montgomery, 16-4. As I said, these two teams didn't meet back in September. McCoy, this is Zink it across, Lexi Highlander to Whitaker. Junior to Kahn, sets up Zink. Zink tips it back across. And it falls right in the center of about three Harrison County defensive players. Just not able to get to it. 17-4. Montgomery won that game back September the 10th. 3-1 up on the hilltop. It was one of our Harrison County Phillies matches of the week. McCoy fields back to McCoy. Across we go. Kahn to Turpin. Turpin sits up Zink. Zink gets it across. Ball tipped out of bounds by Harrison County. 19-4. 18-4. 18-4. Turpin will get ready to serve. As it crawls across the net and falls. 19-4. A 15-point lead. It's been all Montgomery here in the second set. Fields. And we'll see Lexi Highlander back to McCoy. And you try to move Turpin. Turpin will get it up to Allison, who gets it across. Ball tipped around. Zink will keep it alive. And you try to move. That's Lewis. Out of bounds it'll go. Phillies pick up the point, 19-5. Watson in for Whitaker. Owen McCoy, the senior, will get ready to serve for Harrison County. Continue to fill up. A lot of polar bears making their way here, so getting ready to take on Brossard. McCoy gets it across. Can you try to move Kahn and continue to try to set up Fawns? Ball will fall in. Harrison picks up their 6 point. 19-6. And across we go. Can you try to move? Zing goes for the kill. Watson does a nice job to return fire. It'll fall against Montgomery, 19-7. Phillies on a 3-point run here. See if they can continue to climb back in this. McCoy. Owen gets it across. Ball ends up on the basketball. Hood. Turpin gets it to Kahn. Nice job by Montgomery to play it off that. Dawson gets it back across. Turpin way up in the air. Continue to try to move. Zink will go for the tip. And into the net, Harrison County. So the point goes to Montgomery, 20-7. Force back in. Ham back in for Montgomery. Force will get ready to serve. Lewis, Zink both out there along with Fonz. Dawson. The high lander to Watson. Watson goes up and buries it. Phillies pick up the point, 20-8. Turpin, the sixth member of that unit. Carly Mullet will have a seat as Lauren Highlander back in. Lauren Highlander, Lexi Highlander, who's getting ready to serve. Owen McCoy, Kaylee Fields, Lily Watson, and Audrey Dawson out there for Harrison County. Back across. Dug out. Continues to try to move. Ball comes across. Lexi Highlander hits the floor, but so does the ball. 21-8. Jaslyn Pinson, one of the eight seniors, will come in for Harrison County. As Lauren Highlander has a seat. So Pinson in for Highlander. Sarah Zink will get ready to serve for Montgomery. So back across. Dug out that time by McCoy. We'll see Pinson, who tried to get it across. Problem was, nobody was there. The ball will fall against Harrison County, 22-8. Zink will get ready to serve. And they'll crawl across the net. McCoy to Lexi. Gets it to Watson. Nice play that time. Force back across. Ham will get it across. Highlander back across to Watson. We'll see Zink. gets it across to Forrest. Forrest gets it across the net. Harrison County not able to do anything as Montgomery actually will hit it one too many times. Makes it 22-9. Phillies pick up the point. Jolie Hill in for Kaylee Fields. Audrey Dawson, the senior, will get ready to serve for Harrison County. Dawson gets it back across. That's Turpin. Turpin gets it across to Fons. Fons gets the fall against Harrison County. 23-9. And remember, the Indians making her way out. And that is 29, Miley Jones. Jones is senior. Will have her first action in the regional tournament as she gets ready to set or gets ready to serve. Gets it across McCoy to Dawson. Dawson to Hill. Back across the goal. It's Jones. Jones will set up White. White will get it across as Harrison can't answer. 24-9. Montgomery going for set point. Back across, dug out by McCoy to Lexi. Watson will tip it across. Zink will come out of nowhere to keep it alive. They'll get it to White. That's Lexi. Lexi to McCoy. McCoy to Hill. Back across we go. Ball tip. That time by Bailey Warner. 25-9. Montgomery County will take the second set. 2-0 here. And the opening of the 10th Region Volleyball Tournament. Harrison County down 2-0. They've got to win the next three to advance on here tonight. Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week being brought to you on WCYN as it has the entire season by the folks at Ware Funeral Home, both in Cynthiana and in Mount Olivet.
Ware Funeral Home believes that you deserve the very best. When life's journey comes to an end, you want a funeral home to be there before the need arises, to answer questions and offer affordable funeral service options, to be there during your time of loss to offer genuine caring and concern. And you want a funeral home to be there after the service to assist and guide you through the maze of paperwork and offer grief assistance and materials. Ware Funeral Home, U.S. 27 North, caring enough to give you the very best.
Since 1956, your local hometown station and the home of the Breds and Phillies, WCYN, 1400 AM and 101.3 FM.
Well, Phillies down with their backs to the wall as they trail 2-0 here as we head to the third set. Montgomery trying to sweep the Phillies and make their way to semifinal play either against Bishop Brossard or Bracken County on Wednesday night. As you mentioned, the opening round does continue here at Bracken County tomorrow night at 6 as Pendleton County and Augusta will open things up. And Scott and Bourbon will be the nightcap in the last of the opening round. Wednesday night at 6 and 7:45 will be semifinals, and 6:30 on Thursday night will be the 10th Region Championship. The winner making their way to the state tournament will have a date with the 12th Region. And the 12th region that being played over George Rogers Clark, opening round next weekend with the next couple of rounds to be played the following weekend over in Clark County. Well, as we take a look, it's Alexis White, Aaron Fines, Sophie Forsh, Sarah Zink, Bailey Warner, Turpin about ready to come in. And Lexi Ham, that's the other member of that unit. Turpin, the libero, about ready to come in from Montgomery County. Harrison County kids kind of in their own little huddle right now. They're about ready to come back on the floor as well. We're ready to start the third set. Montgomery taking the opener, 25-16. Taking the second set, 25-9. Kaylee Fields, Audrey Dawson, Lily Watson, Lexi Highlander, Bree Tucker, and Audrey Whitaker out there. And Whitaker will probably have a seat if it's like a normal. And we'll see Owen McCoy make her way out as the libero here in a moment. Well, the season's on the line. You can't lose another set, or this year comes to a finish for Harrison County. Whitaker will have a seat as McCoy does come in. Well, let's see what's going to happen here. There's five seniors on the floor for the Phillies, one junior at the moment. Sarah Zink, one of the seniors from Montgomery County, will get ready to serve. Dug out by McCoy. McCoy will hit it up. The ball will fall in. Montgomery takes a 1-0 lead. Mentioned the Phillies with eight seniors on that roster. Zink will see McCoy hit it out of bounds, 2-0. Fred's back, football action. Mentioned Coach's Roundtable show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from the studio. And football in action on Friday night over at Gary County as the Birds wrap up their regular season play. Fields to Highlander, tipped over by Dawson. White will get it back. Tucker will dig it out. She'll find Lexi. Lexi to Dawson. Dawson to Zink. Zink to Turpin. Back across we go. Highlander continuing to try to move. That's Forsh. Forsh will get it across to White. White will see McCoy dig it out to Lexi. Lexi to Watson. Watson gets it back in. And Harrison County will pick up their first point. They trail 2-1. Lauren Highlander in for Bree Tucker. Lexi Highlander. We'll get ready to serve for Harrison County. Back across we go. White to Forsh. To Ham across. Dug up by McCoy to Lexi. Lexi will get it to Dawson. Zink will keep it alive. Forsh then sets up White. Harrison County gets a hand on it, but that's all they can do. Out of bounds it'll go. 3-1 our score. Turpin has a seat as Bailey Warner in for Montgomery. Freshman Aaron Fons will get ready to serve for the Indians. 3-1 or score. Fons gets it across. McCoy to Lexi. Lexi to Lauren. Ball tipped around. It'll fall in as Warner got a hand on it but couldn't do anything with it. It'll fall in. 3-2. Phillies pick up the point. Turpin back in for Fons. Andre Dawson will get ready to serve for Harrison. Back across we go. Dug out that time by Zink. Zink gets it across to Warner. Let's see her, Lily Watson tried to get it across. Wasn't able to do it. 4-2 our score. Kahn back in. Allison back in. For the Indians, it's Ham and Forsh has a seat. Kate Kahn will get ready to serve. Kahn back across. Dug out. McCoy to Lexi to Watson. Get it back to Kahn. Kahn sets up Warner. Dug out by Dawson. Dawson to Watson. They're going to say Watson was in the net. Point goes to Montgomery. 5-2. Kate Kahn gets ready to serve for the Indians. Back across. Dug out that time by Dawson. Dawson to Lexi. Lexi to Lauren. Into the net. 6-2. Point goes to Montgomery. Kahn will get ready to serve. And out of bounds it'll go. Phillies will pick up the point. Still down by three. It's 6-3. Whitaker in for McCoy. Lily Watson will get ready to serve. And in the net it goes, 7-3. McCoy back in for Watson. Alexis White, the junior, will get ready to serve for Montgomery. And across we go. In the back corner, it'll fall in there past the diving McCoy. Montgomery picking up the point. He needs that by five at 8-3. White gets ready to serve. Dug out by McCoy. She'll find Lexi. Jolie Hill, who's checked in. Back across we go. Kahn sets up Zink. Zink went for the kill. Whitaker and Lauren Highlander both went up. Out of bounds, it'll go 9-3. 9-3 our score. Montgomery with a 6-point lead. White. We'll see McCoy dig it out. Lexi Highlander, Zink to Kahn. Back to Warner. Harrison gets a hand on it. It'll fall against the Phillies 10-3. Timeout call by Coach Faulkner. 7-point lead for the Indians as they are looking to try to sweep the Phillies and move on to semifinal play on a Wednesday night. Harrison County, as we mentioned, eliminated the last couple of years in opening round play, but the teams that went on to finish first or second in the region, so we'll see what happens. Got a long way to go. They're not done yet. They've got an uphill battle here as they're down 2-0 here in the third set. Following the first set, 25-16. Following the second set, 25-9. And trail right now, 10-3 here in the third. Whitaker, Hill, Lexi Highlander, McCoy, Dawson, and Lauren Highlander out there for the Phillies. Alexis White will get ready to serve, and she'll get it across. Dug out by McCoy. McCoy will find Lexi Highlander to Hill. Hill tips it in. About five Montgomery County players not able to get to it as it falls right in the middle of them. Phillies pick up the point 10-4. Cheyenne Ross will come in for Lauren Highlander for Harrison County. Avery Lewis, the junior, will come in for Montgomery County. Tia Turping also back in. Cheyenne Ross is ready to serve and gets it across. They need to try to move. That's Kahn back to Turping. Across we go. McCoy will dig it out. She will get it to Lexi. Back to Whitaker to Turpin. Turpin continues to Kahn. Ball knocked out of bounds that time by Lewis. 10-5 our score. Harrison will cut it in half by picking up the point. Shy gets ready to serve again. So back across. Dug out that time by Lewis. Kahn to Zink. Zink will see Dawson get away up in the air. McCoy will continue the play by getting it to Hill. Back across and now we go. Kahn and gets it to Warner. Warner goes up. Harrison gets a hand on it. Out of bounds it'll go. Montgomery picks up the point and lead 11-5. Warner has a seat for Montgomery as Fonz comes back in. McCoy to Lexi. Lexi sits up Hill. Hill gets across. Fawn comes up and returns fire. It'll fall against Harrison County. 12-5 our score. And you try to move. Turpin hits it into the net as she serves it. Phillies will pick up the point and cut it in half, 12-6. Bree Tucker back in for the Phillies. Jolie Hill. It's ready to serve. Dug out that time. Kahn gets it to Fonz. Fonz will see Tucker keep it alive. Back to Lexi. Over to Dawson. Dawson does a nice job as Montgomery gets a hand on it. Out of bounds it'll go. Phillies pick up the point. 12-7. Hill. Jolie Hill gets ready to serve. Dug out that time by Lewis. Continues to try to move. And Ellison gets it across. Ball knocked around. Harrison answers. Montgomery not able to handle it. 12-8. Phillies have cut it to 4. Hill gets ready to serve and gets it back across. Lewis to Fonz. Across to Allison. Harrison County will answer. Lexi sits it to Dawson. Bracken gets a hand on it. Out of bounds it'll go. Phillies got it within 3. It's 12-9. Phillies on a nice roll here. Been down by as many as 6. Hill gets ready to serve. Jolie gets it across. Lewis, Turpin. Sits up Zink. Zink tips it across. Dawson dives. The beautiful play keeps it alive. Harrison gets it back across. Kahn back to Zink. We'll see Tucker to Dawson. Dawson laying everything out tonight. Going to go back across to Hill. Continuing to try to move. Ball by Allison. Too hard out of bounds. Harrison picks up the point. 12-10. Always needing to keep on this run here. Hill gets it back across. That's Lewis to Kahn. She'll set up Zink. Whitaker answers. Back to Zink. Over to Kahn. Kahn to Allison. Back across we go. Kahn. Turpin. Sits up Zink. Zink. Too hard out of bounds. 12-11. Montgomery County taking a timeout. The Phillies have been trailed by as many as six here. They have come marching back. Still down by a point at 12-11 here in the third set. With the timeout called by Montgomery, we'll see if the Phillies can continue this run here. Been brought to you by Ware Funeral Home on the Harrison County Phillies Volleyball Match of the Week.
Ware Funeral Home believes that you deserve the very best. When life's journey comes to an end, you want a funeral home to be there before the need arises, to answer questions and offer affordable funeral service options, to be there during your time of loss to offer genuine caring and concern. And you want a funeral home to be there after the service to assist and guide you through the maze of paperwork and offer grief assistance and materials. Ware Funeral Home, U.S. 27 North, caring enough to give you the very best.
Charlie Hill will serve it, gets it back across. Kahn sets up Zink. Zink gets it to Dawson. Dawson keeps it alive to Lexi. Back across we go. And digging it out, and he'll get his Zink to. Continues on. Turpin. Turpin gets it back over to Kahn. Hill will dig it out. She'll find Lexi. Lexi to Dawson. Tips it across. Ball way back up in the air. Whitaker not able to handle it. And it'll fall in, and that run for the Phillies. Well, stop. 13-11. Montgomery pick up the point. Ham back in. Force back in. It's Kahn and Allison have seats for Montgomery. Sophie Force will get ready to serve. Tucker, Fields, McCoy, Dawson, Lexi Hallander, and Andre Whitaker out there for Harrison. Fields will knock it out of bounds.